Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on building your limitless mind. In this masterclass, we're going to be going through my book on building your limitless mind. And you can download it for free from the website. It's also included with this masterclass. Now, this isn't an audio book, and the purpose isn't to just read through the book. You'll hear that we generally work through the structure of the book. But this masterclass in some parts differs significantly. And even around the book, I'm adding a lot of ideas because my intent here is to take the concepts that are covered in the book and really bring it to life for you. So we're not just talking about these ideas, but really honing in on what it takes and why it matters to build your limitless mind. So let's start with that idea. Why does this matter? I'll tell you, in my view, nothing matters more. Absolutely nothing matters more to the quality of your life than training your mind, period. Nothing matters more. I might even go as far to play with that language and say, nothing more matters. Nothing more matters to the quality of your life experience than how skilled you are at using your mind, period. How you think, how you feel, the behaviors that you are taking right now is the entire experience of your life. Your entire future is created according to how skilled you are at thinking, feeling, and taking actions. Nothing matters more to the quality of your life now and in the future than how skilled you are at operating your brain and body, this vehicle you're born into for your life. What is life but this? What is life but the experience that you are having in that brain and in that body? What is life but every single thought that is flowing through that head? Every single feeling that you're experiencing in the body? Every single behavior that you take in the world is your entire life, now and in the future. We spend so much of our lives thinking about things that are completely outside of our control, when the only thing that we can ever control, the only thing that you will ever be able to control ever in your life, is how right now you are using your mind to direct the brain and the body. You can't control the weather. You can't control the president. You can't control North Korea or your kids. You certainly control nothing in the future. You can't control your thoughts in the future. You can't control your feelings in the future. You can't control your behaviors in the future. The only thing you can ever control is right now, the way you are using that mind to control the brain and the body. Nothing matters more to the experience we are having now and at every point in the future than how skilled we are at operating our minds. Yet, what does our society ever teach us on these topics? What does our society ever teach us about the way we think, the way we feel, how we best interact with these brains and bodies that we're born into? What does our society ever teach us on them? We spend the first 20 years of our lives in school. But what do we ever learn about this human machine that we are bred into? We have our heads stuffed full of information, most of it useless. But who, for 1 minute, teaches you anything about those thoughts in your head, that voice in your head, the pictures that show up, the way that you interact with them, the feelings in the body, what it takes to get yourself to take the actions that matter to you? Whoever teaches us anything on these topics? Imagine turning 21 and someone handing you the keys to the car, saying, go for it, get on the highway, go drive. You've never learned anything about driving, yet you're unleashed on the world. What would the roads be like? What sort of chaos might we see around us? And what sort of chaos do we see around us? Look at our world. Look at our world, and what do you see but dysfunctional minds? We have extinct nearly everything on this planet and are on a fast track to extinguishing the rest. War, hatred, hunger, argument everywhere. Grotesque murder for entertainment. Look at our world. What do you see but chaos from chaotic minds? Minds run amok. I wrote an article about arms flapping around. If you were walking down the street and you saw someone's arm just flapping about, they had no way to tie it down, their arms just flying around, just out of control, jumping from one place to another, you think that person really needs to get their arm under control. Yet this is what our minds are doing all day, every day, bouncing around from topic to topic, constantly, most of it negative, some 70,000 thoughts a day, mostly redundant, mostly negative. This is our lives. This is the quality of each of our internal experience. And it shows up around us in our world. A world of chaos. And not enough control. And it's not just that. How many of us, in this modern world where our lives are better than ever, how many of us are living the lives we truly want? How many of us feel how we want, think how we want every day? How many of us are the person that we dream to be? Look at our society. We're told we can live our dream. We're told that we can do whatever we want. We can make our lives what we want them to be. Well, how many people are living their dream? Of the 7 billion of us, even in this modern world where we're blessed with so much, how many of our lives are what we deserve them to be? Kids jacked up on speed just so they can focus to get through our school system. Is this what we want to be? Adults aren't much better coming home at night to see their family distracted by all their devices, by everything else that was going on during the day. Is this what we are? How many of us have the energy we want to have every day? Sucking down our coffee just to get us going? Popping our pills just to get through the day? Poisoning ourselves with alcohol at night just to take off the edge? Just to sedate these minds? That nobody has ever trained us to get under control, let alone to harness the limitless power of these minds. Depression, anxiety, fear, insecurity, worry. Our society is soaked in it. It's a sewer of negative energy. We're all bathing in it. But it's not outside of us, is it? It's inside of us, in our minds, in our brains, in our bodies. And no one ever trains us to unleash the power of our minds for living the lives we truly want, for being who we choose to be, feeling how you want to feel every day, creating the life you truly want. How many of us are living this life? How many of us dream and scheme the most magical version of our lives and create it? How many of us who've even created it feel how we want? Rich and unfulfilled go together like celebrity and dysfunctional in our society. And this is the best we can do? So many of us dreaming of having more? Yet those who have so much, still dysfunctional, still unfulfilled. Why? Why? Because it doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what you're doing. All that matters to the quality of your life is how skilled you are at directing your mind. And you hear how animated I am on these topics. You hear how much they matter to me. For 20 years, I've researched these topics. 20 years. For 10 years thinking, if only I can get what I want, if only I'm doing what I want, then I'll feel amazing. And I was wrong. Doing what you want doesn't automatically feel amazing. What I've learned over time is the only thing that matters to the quality of our lives is how good we are in our minds. My clients today, some of them have made all their money, had all their success, and they just want to feel better every day. Some of them are dreaming and scheming massively, and that bursts their minds. Having massive goals, taking on a massive burden, putting massive stress on yourself. How do you build your limitless mind? For building limitlessly in the world. For me, it's been a necessity. The only thing that enabled me to write my first book, that has enabled me to keep going to this point, is getting so strong in the mind where I can do something today that was impossible for me years ago. Impossible, not even close to possible, because I wasn't strong enough in the mind. I wasn't able to get myself to do those things that required more power, more limitless. I was living the life I truly wanted. Living in Vail, Colorado as a ski bum because I could. Living my dream, the grandest vision of my life that I had imagined. And I couldn't get myself to feel amazing every day. I just wanted to feel amazing and take amazing action. How? When your mind is bursting at the seams with the stress, with the challenge of what you've taken on. How do you still feel amazing every day? And it was from this greatest time in my life, by far the hardest time in my life, that pushed my mind far beyond its limits, that stretched my mind far, far beyond its flexibility, that I saw the light. Not of God, of the mind. That I saw that no matter what you've got in your life, you might be financially free. You might be free in your time. But you can never be free until you are free in the mind. And over years, I had to learn what this meant to be free in your mind. And I had to build tools to become more and more free. And more than tools, I had to build a training program, daily tools, continuous tools to use ATFT all the fucking time to keep conditioning my mind. And I still do. The most important thing in my life, the most important thing that I do. Nothing matters more than the training I do, building my mind more and more limitless every day. Nothing matters more to me than these topics. I look around at the people of the world, and I want so much more for them. Sucked into this Facebook crap. Sucked into the media crap. Sucked into the politics. Sucked into the entire entertainment complex. Sucked into the noise of the world. Sucked in by our negative patterns that are conditioned on us by our biology and by our society. And I want more for everyone. We all deserve so much more. And the secrets come from unlocking our minds. And this is what we're going to be talking through. And you hear why I'm doing this as a masterclass. You'll see a lot of stuff is in the book. But I can't convey this in the book. I can't say to you, nothing matters more. Every second, every day of your life, nothing matters more than how good you are in your mind. Nothing matters more to creating your most magical life, to feeling how you want to feel, to being who you dream to be. Absolutely nothing matters more than how skilled you are in the mind.